Everybody's focused on their own world, on their own lives, on their own problems. In our own self-absorption, we put ourselves in this suffering state of this huge anxiety of thinking that everybody's watching every little thing that we do. Everybody's watching us like a hawk, and there's like this little voice in our head that's gonna be like, nope, that's wrong. That's right, that's wrong. You're a terrible person. You're gonna die. Nobody's gonna love you. And once you realize that it's really not like that, it gives you so much freedom. Instead of spending all of your time in your head asking yourself, is this okay? Am I okay? Somebody please tell me I'm okay. You're gonna be like, I'm just gonna do me. We probably heard this a million times, that people won't respect you if you don't respect yourself. But what the fuck does that actually mean? Welcome back to my channel. Today I want to talk about a really important topic, and it is how to command respect. Now, this is something that can be really, really helpful in your dating life, but it's also something that's going to affect you when it comes to your personal and your professional life. This is something that can be applied in every single area. And the reason that we ever experience difficult power struggles or feeling insecure about ourselves or anxiety when it comes to relationships and how we interact with other people is because we're not effectively asserting our boundaries. If somebody gives us a comment or a criticism or doesn't give us their approval, we crumble inside and we immediately start doubting ourselves, questioning ourselves, and we get emotionally confused. Now, if you're somebody who's easily emotionally confused, there are going to be other people around you who just naturally tend to exert their will a little bit more strongly, or maybe who are going to take this as an opportunity to take advantage of you and to try and shift your mindset to however they want you to see things. So it's really, really important to get grounded and clear within yourself in order to protect your own interests and to make sure that your will, your desires, who you are as a person is being honored. And this starts by setting that boundary within yourself. Now, this is where having the ability to just be really comfortable within your body and within your energy, to the point where not everything that's coming at you from an outside source is going to make you crumble. That is a powerful skill to have. But if you're somebody who's used to being a people pleaser or doing things to get approval or validation from other people around you, that's going to be a hard muscle to exercise. Chances are, if this resonates with you, you're the type of person who puts people pleasing above every other thing on your list. And the reason you do it is because you think that if you can just make everybody around you happy, or if it's just a specific person, then you'll get love, then you'll get what you want and need. And this is based on an underlying programming of, I need to earn people's love. I need to give and give and give to this person to get their love. Whether this applies to every single person in your life, in which case you got it bad, or whether it just applies to your dating life, this is something that really, really affects us. And when I say you got it bad, I don't want to make you feel bad about yourself. I am talking to you from experience. I used to be a huge people pleaser. I didn't even realize that every single thing I was doing was about placating other people, making other people happy, making sure other people are okay. And I didn't even realize that I was sacrificing myself like a little lamb just to make sure that other people would be okay. I didn't know at the time how harmful this was to my own self-esteem and my own well-being, because I didn't even have a concept of that. The only thing that was driving me from an evolutionary, emotional, survival perspective was, I need to make everybody around me happy in order for me to be okay. This is amplified for you if you're an empath, because if you're an empath, you're always picking up not only on the emotions and feelings of people around you, you're also amplifying them. You're feeling them twice as strongly, and it's very overwhelming for you. So if you are an empath, chances are you're going to avoid conflict just because you feel things more deeply than other people. And you might be running on this programming of, I need everybody around me to be okay so that I can be okay. But today, we are going to shatter that, because it's not true. You can have conflict around you and you will survive. You will be okay. But when it comes to really acknowledging that and meeting that head on, that can be a really scary thing to do, because there is a fear going on in your mind saying, if I do this, I'm going to die. So back to the topic at hand, how to command respect. We probably heard this a million times, that people won't respect you if you don't respect yourself. But what the fuck does that actually mean? Nobody tells you. right? So what does it really mean to respect yourself? Respecting yourself means honoring yourself. It means giving value to your own opinions. It means giving yourself the space to even come up with your own opinions. It means respecting your desires, respecting your wants, and respecting your needs. So far, what I've observed is that the majority of the people on the planet fall into one of two categories. You're either somebody with a very strong will, who through having that strong will, whether consciously or unconsciously, tends to push that onto other people, or you're a people pleaser, you're a placator, you're somebody who's trying to make everybody else around you happy. And as a result of that, your energetic boundaries are not very strong, and you're internalizing the strong wills of people around you to the point where you might be completely confused about who you even are, or have difficulty ever determining what you really want in life. Not even just in life, you might have trouble deciding what you want to eat for breakfast because you're not used to making decisions. Decisions can be really anxiety inducing for you because maybe you're such a perfectionist that you don't want to make the wrong decision, you don't want to make the wrong choice. But the underlying programming behind that is, if I get this wrong, I'm going to die. And that's why it causes so much anxiety. So this is really about getting to know yourself. Because when you're easily confused emotionally, that can be a really terrifying landscape to walk through. And I'm not saying this to scare you, I'm just saying this in the sense that you can be easily confused. You can think that what somebody else wants is also what you want, because you're so emotionally or energetically sensitive, you're so open to the will of other people. It can be so easy to think that somebody else's energy and somebody else's will is your own, and you really have to get used to this process of just discovering and uncovering the layers of what's coming from everybody else around you and discovering what's actually inside of you. That's a really contemplative and personal journey, and it does take time to master. I'm gonna be completely honest with you, it's not like you snap your fingers and you're like, I'm gonna respect myself today and all of my problems are gonna go away. That's really not how it happens. But just having the intention of moving towards that is going to uncover a whole process of you getting to know all of the ways that you are giving away your power, all of the ways that you aren't respecting yourself, all of the ways that you're allowing other people's energy into your field and it's messing up with your internal system. And that's a powerful thing, because once you ignite that process, you can never go backwards. Even on those days where you feel like everything is falling apart and you thought, like, it's like when you have your whole spiritual awakening, right? You're like, I am this cosmic being with divine mystical power. And then you have your days where you feel like you're completely powerless. You don't know what you're doing in life and you don't know anything about anything. This is completely normal. Let's just be honest. I don't know what I'm doing in life. Nobody knows what they're doing in life. And even if they think that they know what they're doing, they're just following this plan that really makes them feel safe. But to be honest, nobody knows what they're doing. So the reason I say this is not to make you feel bad. It's just to take a little bit of pressure off of you. This actually reminds me of a meme that I see on Instagram. And it's about this like stick figure that's like, has like dark clouds around it. It's like, oh no, nobody cares about me. And then there's a realization that it's like, nobody cares about me. And the reason that I love this meme is because it just goes to show you that everybody's focused on their own world, on their own lives, on their own problems. In our own self-absorption, we put ourselves in this suffering state of this huge anxiety of thinking that everybody's watching every little thing that we do. Everybody's watching us like a hawk. And there's like this little voice in our head that's gonna be like, nope, that's wrong. That's right, that's wrong. You're a terrible person. You're gonna die. Nobody's gonna love you. And once you realize that it's really not like that, it gives you so much freedom. Instead of spending all of your time in your head asking yourself, is this okay? Am I okay? Somebody please tell me I'm okay. You're gonna be like, I'm just gonna do me. And you take away that whole scale of, do I need to be okay? Am I okay? Am I not okay? In your mind. And that is so freeing for you. And I want that for you, because as somebody who has personally been suffering that way for the majority of my life, I can personally attest to how freeing it is when you can pull yourself out of that. And that starts with putting yourself first. And I'm not saying this in a selfish sense. I'm not saying this to the point of, I will ensure my own survival. It's gonna turn into a zombie movie where it's like, you on your own now, die. And then you just go and save yourself. I'm not talking about that at all. Which, by the way, I just wanna put it in there that every single zombie movie is the same in that way. You always find out who's gonna let everyone else die and who's gonna be like, well, peace out, I'm taking care of myself, I'm doing me, bye. But that's for another video. This is about even getting to know, okay, what do I want? How do I feel about things? What is my opinion about this? Outside of the opinions of other people, instead of asking yourself, what can I do that will get a certain response from this person? What will make this person happy? Ask yourself, what will make me happy? And this is a process, because let me tell you, we are so good at lying to ourselves. We're so good at it. And this is why one of the things that fascinates me the most is the motivation behind why people do the things that they do. And this is something I'm personally very good at, something I have a natural talent for, but I can lie to myself too. It's one of those things that can be very, very sneaky. The mind is very smart and it knows how to trick you into thinking you want what you don't really want and you're doing something for yourself when really you're doing it for other people. So this is one of those things that you really have to get clear on. Like I said, it's not something that you just snap your fingers and it happens, but just having the intention to make it happen makes a huge difference in your life. So if you meet someone that you like, you're interested in this person, and you find yourself baking cookies for them, I want you to ask yourself, why are you baking cookies for them? Are you doing it because you really enjoy baking and you want to share that love with that person? Or is there a little kid inside of you saying, if I do this for this person, then maybe daddy will love me? Fuck that. Listen to me, little girl, you are lovable as you are. I realize that came off a little bit aggressive. I did not mean to. Come here, let me give you a hug. You are lovable. And just give yourself a hug. See, it's one thing if you're doing it because you actually want to express yourself and share something with another person. But it's another thing if you're just doing it because you don't feel like you deserve love as you are and you feel like you need to work to get that love from other people. That's why I get emotional when I talk about it, because whenever I see people doing that, it breaks my heart. Like, you need to know how lovable you are. And also, I used to be that person. So really, I'm talking to my own inner child too. And it's all about recognizing what you really deserve. Recognizing that you are lovable as you are. And I know I'm saying it over and over again. I'm just gonna keep saying it until it rings into your head. You are lovable as you are. And this brings me to the next step, which is where you have to get comfortable to the point of risking other people around you feeling uncomfortable if it means honoring and respecting yourself. And that's a hard thing to do, because when you're coming from this place, chances are you don't feel comfortable putting yourself first. You would rather make sure somebody else is happy before you make sure that you are happy. And that is where the biggest betrayal comes from. Because when people betray us, it hurts. But the hardest part is always the fact that we let it happen. And I'm not saying this in a victim blaming sort of way. I'm not saying that if you've experienced any kind of trauma or abuse that it's your fault. That's not what I'm saying at all. But what I'm saying is that when we experience betrayal in our lives, it's always a reflection of a deeper betrayal that's going on. It's a reflection of the fact that we are not setting healthy boundaries, that we're letting all kinds of things come into our energy field, and that we're not protecting ourselves in that way. Boundaries are there for a reason. They're there to protect you. And if you don't feel like you deserve to set those boundaries, if you don't feel like your life or your energy or your emotions or your heart is worth protecting, then you're sending yourself a really strong message, whether you realize it or not. So the first step for you is really about getting to a place where I'm gonna risk other people being uncomfortable around me if it means I need to honor myself. And I'm gonna tell you, the first few times you do that, it's really hard. You're gonna feel like you're a terrible person. You're probably gonna be judging yourself internally really, really hard, but it's a muscle. Those boundaries are a muscle, and it's something that you need to exercise. And the more you do it, the more that inner chatter, that self-talk about how you're a terrible person for not bowing to everybody around you and making them happy, that's gonna go away. You're gonna purge all of that out. You're gonna clear all of that out, and soon it'll be replaced with something else. Maybe that voice that tells you, I'm proud of you. I'm happy. I'm happy that we love us, okay? I'm happy that we are taking care of me. I'm happy that I'm taking care of myself. And I'm gonna tell you something really, really special. The people that really love you and really care about you, they're going to respect your boundaries. What this does is it's going to weed out all the people who are only around you because they want to take something from you. And that's exactly the kind of transactional love that you do not need in your life. And I know it's hard to do. I know it's scary. I know there's a part of you that might feel like, well, if you do that, then who's going to love you? Nobody's going to love you. That's just a lie that a scared part of you is telling yourself, because you don't feel like you're going to get love. It's a scary thing, because when you notice all of that falling away, all of the people who only want to take things from you falling away, all you're focused on is what is leaving your life. You can't see what's coming next. But energy is never lost. It only changes form. So if you are taking an inventory of your precious energy, your precious resources, of what you're allowing into your internal space, and you're saying, I'm only going to allow in that which honors me, that which loves me, that which respects me, then be open to everything leaving in your life. Celebrate every single person, every single thing that leaves your life, because it means that what's coming in after that is going to be so much better. It's just like winter. We need our winter. You need to let all that stuff die out like it's the longest winter you ever had, because the spring that's coming after that is going to be so much more special and so worth it. And throughout this process, all I can ask of you is just to be really kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Give yourself permission to love and nurture yourself without feeling like you need to earn it or work for it, because it's your birthright. It's just something you were born with. It's not something that you deserve, because deserving is based on the idea that you have to earn something. It's something that you inherently have a right to. So I think that's all I'm gonna say on there before I get really emotional and start crying. And I'm sending you all so much love. Let me know in the comments down below how you felt about this video. Does it speak to you? Did it strike a chord with you? And don't forget to subscribe and all that good stuff. And I'm sending so much love your way.